This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1691. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 17th, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Germany, Guam, International Vacuum, Israel, Italy, Kenya, Korea South, New Zealand, North America, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Somaliland, Spain, Taiwan, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If on occasion you are not getting too much of a signal from WWV or WWVH on exactly 10 megahertz, you may hear some other time signal station, as I did October 12th at 0103 UT. There were pips every 10 seconds overlaying the pips from the U.S. stations, and there was continuous talk between them. I couldn't make it out, but that is surely the MO of PPE Observatorio Nacional in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. What's with CFRX Toronto missing from 6070 for over a month now? I inquired of the Ontario DX Association, where Steve Canny is liaison from the club to the station and their QSL manager. Mark Cody forwards a reply he posted on Facebook. September 21st, the transmitter was being serviced and would be down for a while. We can only assume the process is not complete, as it can only be done during spare time. Its operation is not deemed essential to CFRB's business plan. And a later reply Steve Canny made, forwarded by Sudipta Gosen India, October 3rd. It's a problem with the same component in the transmitter as before. I guess its being off has become part of its nature. As usual, we wait. Another inquiry to me came October 13th from Carl Zuck in New York. Any news about the possible return to the air of CFRX? I referred him to those reports, and then he contacted Steve Canny direct and got this, yet another brief reply. Nothing yet. I keep hoping the engineers will get in there sooner rather than later, maybe this coming week. Fingers crossed. Hang in there. Since Voz Cristiana closed down over a year ago, there have been no shortwave broadcasts from Chile. However, Claudio Galas in Chile tipped the Condish list Friday, October 11th, that there might be a relay of a World Cup qualifying match that day, starting around 2100 UT, and indeed there was, on 12365 USB. Someone was picking up the feed from one of the major stations in Chile, Radio Cooperativa, and rebroadcasting it on that shortwave frequency. It was widely heard in South America. It was the game Colombia versus Chile from Barranquilla. I missed that, so I inquired if there were any more games in the series. Dario Monferrini and Horacio Negro checked the schedule and said yes, there would be another one on the 15th of October, that one being Chile versus Ecuador. So I started listening again after 21 UT on that date, but heard nothing until after 2300, so I figured it would not be appearing. But I did check again just before 01 UT, October 16th, and there it was, a very poor signal, but rapid Spanish covering a football game in progress, mentioning the pelota, and at one point mentioning rodillas, suggesting someone was down on their knees. And this was also heard in South America. Exactly where is it coming from? Claudio Galas thinks it's from a military base in northern Chile, Antofagasta or Calama, since other monitors in the north were getting a stronger signal. However, I think it could be just the opposite due to skip distances, unless the northerners were really close within ground wave range. Anyway, that's apparently the final game in the series, so we may have to wait another year to hear such a broadcast again. As a matter of fact, there was another one exactly 1 year ago in mid-October 2012 on that same frequency from Chile, 12, 365 USB. It still wouldn't hurt to check it occasionally for some other important events being relayed. Almost every morning I scan the band searching for Firedrake and usually have to settle for CNR1 program jamming instead, which has replaced Firedrake on most of the jammed frequencies. KBS World Radio's so-called North American service remains on 15575. In English from 13 to 14 UT, it was making it through during the summer, but not in the winter, or even in the fall, as propagation just doesn't support that high a frequency over a mostly darkness path. KBS World Radio adamantly sticks to it year-round, however. Yet I was hearing a weak signal around 1330 UT, October 16th on 15575. Could that be KBS? No, because I managed to parallel it to one CNR1 jamming frequency I'd already found, 12980. So not only does KBS face a lack of propagation, but co-channel interference from the Chi-Com jammers. They're actually going after the Voice of Tibet when it's only 2 kHz away on 15573. Several Chinese regional stations, surprisingly, include IDs in English. Thank you very much. Ron Howard in California says Sichuan PBS Channel 2 does so, possibly at the top of every hour. It's heard on 6060, October 10th at 1500. He says he hears it daily with a fair to good signal. The recorded ID in English goes Nationality Channel. This is the People's Radio Station, SW6060-7225. FM 88.1. This week's worst news concerns yet another shortwave station about to close down. Marti Delphine in Spain says there will be no more Radio Exterior transmissions from the Cariari site in Costa Rica starting October 28th. A real blow to all North and South American listeners. There was a notice about this in Spanish posted on the website rtve.es. which he translates. On October 28th, Radio Exterior de España will permanently end its shortwave transmissions from its relay station in Cariari, Costa Rica. At the same time, from that date, broadcasts from transmitters in Nobleja, Spain will be considerably expanded. These changes will affect listeners in Central America, North America, and Northern South America's Southern Cone, as they put it, who tune us via Costa Rica. In coming days, we'll post and announce on our programs new frequencies and times to hear Radio Exterior de España. Of course, RE already canceled all their transmissions northward from Costa Rica, except for DRM in Spanish at midnight to 02 on 9630. So at least we'll be rid of the wideband DRM noise surrounding that frequency, and they never used the Costa Rica relay for English broadcasts, as they should have. One frequency still on the air, although it's aimed the other way, and we can hear it poorly, is 11815, which I checked at 1322 UT. Often there is co-channel interference from Japan. I also checked the tentative B13 schedule at HFCC, which is now available, and it still lists Cariari on 6 frequencies, effective until the 30th of March. Apparently that was registered on a contingency basis, and those will be removed. But for what it's worth, those frequencies are 3350, 5965, 5970, 9675, 11815, and 17850. There can be only a finite number of possible errors, and Radio Havana Cuba continues racking them up one by one. Here are a couple of them I noticed last week. 6125 is supposed to be one of the 5 frequencies in English after 05 UT, but on October 11th they were on 6150 instead. That had been a frequency they used in the morning, but subsequently changed to 6000, but it's apparently still on their roster. Probably even worse, on October 13th at 0128 I noticed that English on 6000 was not from Cuba, but a relay of China Radio International, parallel to 9580, as the operators at Radio Cuba had their wires crossed once again. Ron Howard in California and I continue to look for American Forces Network Guam on 5765 USB or 13362, but it's not been heard since September 19th. This looks bad for that station to ever be on the air again. And of course, it went off long before the problems with the U.S. government shutdown. However, I did recently hear AFN Diego Garcia still on the air, October 13th at 0117, a little better at 0136, on 12759 USB, with some talk and rock music, which certainly makes it clear it was the AFN service rather than some utility. Reactivated earlier in October, Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea continues to be heard on 15190 during our afternoons, such as October 15th at 2148. However, lately, the signal has been just barely modulated, so I suspect it may be about to crash once again. Wolfgang Büschel suggests that the reactivation could be thanks to Chinese engineers making maintenance rounds through Africa. The transmitter documentation project does show that Equatorial Guinea got two 50 kilowatt shortwave transmitters from China way back in 1973. I'll bet little did the CHICOM know or care that one of them would be devoted to American gospel hucksters, even Tony Alamo. And the other one must be on 5005, which hardly by coincidence has also been reactivated, as I mentioned last week, and it's still being heard. Some further logs, Hacker Peterson in Denmark reports it on October 8th and 9th, between 1945 and 2215 UT, 10 hertz above the nominal frequency. He says it had been off since last January. Afropop songs and an ideas Radio Bata, a time signal at 2200. In Playdx, Mauro Giroletti also reports it at 1913 UT, October 11th, with traditional African music. And about the same time, Roberto Pavanello in Italy heard it at 1940 in vernacular. Furthermore, a report from Miguel Castigino in Argentina, October 12th at 2200, although it was very weak, just a carrier and very low modulation. Chris Greenway in England informs us of yet another new clandestine for Eritrea, which is a country much in need of a better government. It's Voice of the Forum of Eritreans. It began on October 15th from 17 to 18 UT on 15245. It's run by the National Dialogue Forum for Eritreans. You could also translate the name as Voice of Forum, Voice of the Forum of Eritreans, or For Eritreans. However, it's only on the air 4 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. While the other 3 days of the week, during the same hour, on the same frequency, there's already another Eritrean clandestine, Radio Asena, A-S-S-E-N-N-A, via Bulgaria, so we assume this one is as well. He says the station announcement in Tigrinya is, and pardon my poor Tigrinya, Ezi Dimtsi Medrek Ertrawian Eyu, which is, this is the voice of the Forum of Eritreans. In Playdx, Fabio Cambisi forwards a trilingual notice from Channel 292. What's that? You'll soon find out. They say there is some progress. Unfortunately, we cannot yet buy a new transmitter for €200,000 from RIZ in Croatia, but we are making some other improvements. QSLs have been sent by email. We are on the air with a control transmitter, I guess they mean a test transmitter, with 1200 watts. We are inviting other stations to buy some cheap transmitter time. Conditions on 49 meters are excellent. We receive reports at night from Eastern North America. And the week between October 24th and 30th is already fully booked. We are hoping to install a 2500 watt transmitter. Well, what station is this from? It's the one formerly known as Radio 6150 in Germany, which of course is no longer appropriate since they moved to 6070. So now they have renamed it Channel 292, and no, I don't know why they picked that particular number either. Check their website, www.channel292.de. They say in the morning from about 5 to 7 UT, the signal can usually be received very strong and undisturbed. And of course, as long as CFRX Toronto is missing from the same frequency, 6070, that should be the time when it could make it to North America. So far, I've not been able to pull it in Oklahoma. This is World of Radio number 1691. Much more info at our website, worldofradio.com, especially the latest edition of DX Listening Digest, usually published a few days later after World of Radio first airs. This edition being based on number 13-42. Your contributions always welcome as our expenses continue. For example, I just had to buy a new VCR to record the master of this program. A check or money order in U.S. funds may be P-mailed to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or one may contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. More about Germany from Tom Taylor. The MV Baltic Radio Relay Service hopes to return to the air between the 20th and 27th of October. New aerial towers are being installed at the Gehren transmitting site in Germany. That, of course, affects World of Radio via Hamburger Lokalradio, scheduled at 06:30 and 14:30 UT on Saturdays, repeated Wednesdays on 7265 USV, although my understanding is they've remained on the air with a backup antenna. So please check, especially in Europe, for World of Radio reception at those times. Lots of real-time changes are coming up on October 27th, when Europe goes off summertime, and November 3rd, when North America does, causing many stations, which think in terms of local time, to air programs 1 real hour by UT later. This also applies to WRN broadcast via satellite in international vacuum. Furthermore, there has already been a change in satellites for Europe. As a result of the dispute between Eutelsat and SES Astra, WRN broadcast capacity has been moved from Eutelsat 28A to the new Astra 2F satellite. No impact to listeners on Sky platform, however, any downlinking the service outside Sky on free-to-air receivers need to manually retune. Check their website for all the new parameters, www.wrnbroadcast.com. Furthermore, the time shifts coming up October 27th will put World of Radio to Europe Saturdays at 1000 UT. And although summertime is not a factor in Africa, Asia, or the Pacific, nevertheless, those will be 1 hour later, Sundays at 1500. While from November 3rd, World of Radio to North America via WRN will be Saturdays at 1830. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports that after some irregularities in the past week, both transmitters of Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces radio transmitter, are on the air again as heard October 10th at 0625, 36 Hz below 6885 and 4 Hz above 15850. In BCL news, Mauro Girolatti in Italy has a frequency for communications with ships around Lampedusa in case another search and rescue operation is necessary, which unfortunately seems likely. Here's the frequency to monitor, 6967.5. Gianfranco Bonomo had already heard a contact in Italian discussing how many bodies were on board. Rob Wilson in Scotland tells us, long gone from shortwave, of course, but I've noticed that KBCN Kenya is now broadcasting on the internet, the English service. It's at www.kbc.co.ke and click on KBC Live Stream. If you click on the English service link, it comes up as Minto, M-I-N-T-O-F-M, on the player. But if you listen, it's actually the KBC English service on 95.6 FM. This led David Koenig of Animal Signals Online to check it out further. He says the English service is formerly known as the General Service. The service in Swahili is Radio Taifa, TAIFA, formerly known as the National Service. The Kikuyu language is Shoro FM, spelled C-O-R-O. The Kalenjin language is Kitwek FM. The Luo language is Radio Mayenga. And there's another service in English aimed at women, Venus FM, all broadcast around the clock. Furthermore, there's a live stream of KBC Channel 1 television. One of the improvements at Radio New Zealand International's new website is that they're displaying their schedule in local time, as Mark Cody points out to the ODXA. It's, of course, now 13 hours ahead of UT. That makes it rather inconvenient to calculate the UT time, which was quite easy when they were only 12 hours apart. It's at www.radionz.co.nz/international/schedules. Since I heard the Yahweh Pirate on October 8th, 9775, I've been checking for it again almost every night during the same hour after 0100, but no sign of it. So I was wondering if they were moving to another frequency. Yes, Ron Howard found them on a quite different frequency, October 14th at 0139, and listened until 0220. It was 50 hertz below 3235. A religious program in English with countless mentions of Yahweh, anti-Christian and anti-Catholic. The ID is, this is station YHWH. Since then, I've also checked for that frequency, but still not heard it there either. That low frequency makes me suspect a Western USA location. Radio Sultanate of Oman continues to be rather flexible in its frequency change times. Rich Ray in Illinois says he heard it on 15355 October 13th. After midnight 7 UT, most evenings it's still on there past midnight 30, although they're supposedly scheduled to change to 9760 at midnight UT. They are usually on that frequency when I tune in around 0100. That's all in Arabic, of course. Hearing them in English is a bit more difficult. But Harold Sellers, NBC, picked up the 0300 English broadcast October 11th on 13600 with news going into pop music at 0310 and with, of course, on that frequency, Kodar interference. Ron Howard in California says the NBC Papua New Guinea station, which stays on the air the longest of all, is the one on 3365, Milne Bay, heard October 10th, going off at 14:13 UT, announcing the voice of yesterday, today, NBC National Radio. Also checking further for the unexpected reactivation of NBC New Ireland on 3905. It had been heard only on October 7th and 8th for their anniversary celebration. Then it was missing on 9th, 10th, and 11th. However, Ron says they were back on October 12th, between 11:35 and 12:41. About all I get here is a carrier, and I was hearing something on 3905 the morning of October 17th. Pedro F. Arunatigui in Lima reports a Peruvian reactivated after several months. It's Radio Ondas del Huayaga in Huánuco on 3329.54. Heard October 9th at 2330, past midnight 10 UT, with Huayno music and IDs. And also heard October 12th at 2240, measured on 3329.554. And the next morning, October 13th at 1050 until 1110. So if you hear something interfering on the low side of CHU, that's probably it. My monitoring of another Peruvian, Radio Chasqui, on 5980, almost every night, has confirmed that they reset their automatic timer cutoff on October 9th. It had reached 0106.17 on the 8th, and was back to 0135 seconds on the 9th. And once again, it's slipping later by an average of 5.25 seconds every night. Koji Hashimoto in Japan monitors the sign-off of Radio Hargeisa Somaliland almost every night. It's around 1900 UT on 7120. Except on October 15th, it was still on the air past 1925. Last week I mentioned that PCJ Radio Taiwan would be testing via WINB in Pennsylvania. UT Saturday, October 12th at 0200 on 9265. However, that was a no-show. They continued with their regular religious programming. Keith Perrone in Taiwan says they're trying again 6 nights later. UT Friday, October 18th at 0200 on 9265 with their Pacific service consisting of news, Focus Asia Pacific with Andy Sennett, and Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. And of course, they'll be very interested in reports, as this would presumably get a better signal from their service into North America. It so happens that Harold Sellers in BC had logged WINB exactly 1 week before, on October 11th at 0200, when they were carrying a Spanish program from WNQM 1300 in Nashville. Actually, it was in English translating into Spanish. WNQM is, of course, the AM side of WWCR. There's quite a feud going on between the Federalist on the BBG Watch blog and Kim Andrew Elliott. The blog is criticizing him directly for his ideas about the future and how international broadcasting from the U.S. government should be improved. You can read all about it at KimAndrewElliott.com and www.usgbroadcasts.com. We're still hearing some worthwhile programming on 5110 from WBCQ during the 01 UT hour. On UT Tuesdays, a repeat of Marion's Attic, with better reception than we get on Sunday afternoons on 7490. And UT Wednesdays, it's the Fred Flintstone Music Show. Those have finally appeared on the online schedule, so it's now official. Another one to watch out for is Church of the Subgenius Hour of Slack on 5110, Sundays at 23 UT. Unfortunately, that's at the same time as Harry Shearer's Le Show on 7490. Harold Froge in Michigan reports once again, a mixing product of WWCR on 6970. The time is running out to hear it. This was October 10th at 2104. It's the difference between 13845 and 6875. But the B13 schedule for WWCR shows 6875 being replaced with 6115. That means the new mixing product should be on 7730. If you hear music on upper sideband, you can be sure it's not your ordinary utility, such as 7906 USB, October 16th at 1315, but it soon went off the air. That frequency means it was no doubt Ho Chi Minh City Radio in Vietnam, with their marine weather broadcast, partly in English. It starts at 1305 and parallel to 8294. The IB schedules show the other English broadcasts are at 0105 and 0910. The frequencies are shared with several other stations along the coast of Vietnam, but only Ho Chi Minh City is believed to broadcast in English. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 October 17th, 10 and 4 on the 21st, otherwise mostly only 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 120 October 18th to 100. October 24th to 29th, and then climbing to 125 by November 8th. And that concludes another World of Radio number 1691. I hope you've found it informative, and will make a point of hearing me, Glenn Hauser, again next week.